Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
The one I think is going to be under the gun immediately is going to be Josh Allen. And I think Josh Allen has a chance to, you know, could he be the opening day starter? I believe he could be.
Mike Danger.
What the expectation for Josh Allen should be this summer? What's a fair expectation?
Gene Battaglia.
OTAs kick back up.
They can start to do some things that resemble football out there. And, you start to get a clearer picture of how this team is going to come together as a whole.
Roger Goodell wants Johnny Manziel to have an unbelievable Canadian Football League two-year run, if it indeed is 2 years.
I'm not just coming here to get what I need and go back down to the NFL.
NBA conference finals action this weekend.
Curry for three! Yes!
Steph Curry showed up in this particular game. That's the difference. He played like a two-time MVP, particularly in the second half.
Whether LeBron James leaves or not, if he stays in Cleveland, he's never winning another NBA championship.
Right now, Marc-Andre Fleury is playing like the best player in the world. So it's hard for me to bet against Vegas.
5 seconds to go. Avenir boards, a tie-up. 2 seconds, a centering feed, and it goes wide. And that's it. It's over. The Knights are going to the Stanley Cup Final.
Rochester sports leader, 95.7 ESPN.
You're back at the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Appreciate you stopping by on AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester. ESPNRochester.com is our home online. You can hear our conversation from last hour with WGR's Paul Hamilton on demand right now at ESPNRochester.com. Also, download the radio.com app. It's free. Put it in your phone. Take ESPN Rochester with you and listen anywhere, anytime. I am Mike Danger. Gene Battaglia with some breaking news.
Yeah, so Richie Incognito released from the reserve retired list. What does this mean? Well, if Incognito were to unretire, and let's just assume that that is true, that he filed the paperwork with the league, then he's a free agent. He can go sign wherever he likes. To my knowledge, Danger, he doesn't have an agent right now. At least last we knew, he fired his agent. So basically, I think, Danger, that the Buffalo Bills are doing the right thing. This guy wants to be somewhere else. Okay, see ya. By the way, I don't know if he finds another job. He's 34. He's got baggage beyond belief. Richie, if somebody wants to pay you what you think you are worth, then good luck to you.
Yeah, an interesting move by the Buffalo Bills. But if you want to say that they did this is the right move, I mean, they've shown in the past, like, no, you're going to honor your contract. I mean, with Anquan Boldin as an example, we're not going to release you. We're going to make you honor the contract, the terms of the contract that you signed. Now, that's a little bit of a different situation, and I'm not going to compare the two, because you had one where a guy played for this organization and played well for this organization, and a guy who basically showed up for a few weeks at training camp before he decided he wanted to hang it up. But maybe that's what it comes down to, is, you know, just a simple plea by Richie Young to, all right, I'll cut off the antics. All I'm looking for is an opportunity to play in this league.
Now, pay back part of the bonus that was part of the deal. The Bills recoup their money. If he does that and he wants to play somewhere else, I mean, it's a different way to get out of a contract. I say no team would want him, but
hey, stranger things have happened. Yeah. Richie Incognito could end up on a roster that's desperate for some offensive line veteran help.
Who has a good running attack, Danger, that a head coach has ties to Buffalo?
Oh, you see him going to Jacksonville, don't you?
I could see him going to the Chargers.
Uh-huh.
See, I mean, there are enough head coaches that have been around him, know the pros and cons of bringing that guy in the locker room, but if it's a one-year thing, I don't think he's getting 1 year, $5 million from anybody. That's the thing.
Well, the thing about being a McDermott is they've given themselves, by ending the drought, they've really given themselves plenty of rope to hang themselves with if they want to, right? I mean, we can kind of say, oh, why are they doing this? We can question the move, but really, this is all part of the process, isn't it? This is just it's a process move.
That's all this is. Yeah.
Ready to play? I'll drink to that.
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Hey, baby!
Provocative thoughts from around the world of sports.
We're gonna be here all day!
Agree or shake your head in disbelief.
We're gonna be here all day, baby!
Raise a glass.
I like this kind of party!
It's time for I'll Drink to That in the Sports Bar.
I like this kind of party, baby!
With Danger and Battaglia in the Sports Bar.
Let's start with the National Hockey League. Alex Ovechkin. Did you see this, Danger? He played all the 12 seconds in the last 4.5 minutes of Game 5. If Alex Ovechkin were Canadian, Canadians would be pulling for him. They'd be celebrating him. If he were American, we'd be pulling for him to win that championship. I've said this before. 600 career goals. Alex Ovechkin, maybe you could throw out Chris Paul. I don't think there's an NFL counterpart. I mean, who wears the title today, a best athlete never to win a championship, better than Alex Ovechkin? Fair or unfair, that's the title right now. Normally, we pull for a guy like that. See Ray Bourque. See John Elway. How about LeBron when he went back to Cleveland? But Ovechkin, I don't get that same feeling. And I think the fact that he's Russian has a lot to do with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We want to believe that the Cold War is over. The Cold War is over. But, you know, the Russians, I mean, they're laughing at us now, right? I mean, everything that they're doing with all of the planted social media, but the Russians are just having their way with us right now. We want to pull for greatness, and Ovechkin's got a great career under his belt, but it's hard for us to relate to a Russian athlete and get behind that Russian athlete.
But I can do. How can you not relate, though? The guy is out there essentially for the last 5 minutes. And if you want to come with the, oh, well, you know, he doesn't do his best in the postseason, he scored 11 goals this year. And by the way, my opinion of Ovechkin has flipped. There's the meme, go look for it, a few years ago, where there's a goal in the postseason that he's not even back-checking. He's just kind of gliding along.
Sure.
I mean, there were postseasons where he didn't show up. But now at age 32, I think the guy's learned something, and how can you not respect that?
That's fine. I'd like to see it for a little bit more than one postseason, because a lot of those memories of him sloughing off in the postseason still are fresh in the mind. And I'll remember the game where he played all but 12 seconds of the final 4.5 minutes. I mean, that's impressive. That's the kind of grit and kind of heart that you want to see out of a champion. But this is really the first time I've actually thought, wow, Ovechkin's really getting after it. He's a prolific goal scorer, yes, but effort in the postseason has been lacking through the course of his career. And now you're starting to see it. I don't know that I'm pulling for him. I'm certainly not pulling for him against Ryan Callahan in Tampa Bay. And maybe next year is a different story. And maybe there's a little bit more sentiment there and we can see. But yeah, this year it feels like Tampa.
I'll drink to that.
Can I be a little bit critical of the NBA postseason? Because we were expecting both conference final series to be ultra-competitive and entertaining, and this is what we have so far? I mean, if you're somebody who thinks a 41-point beatdown is entertaining, I guess, but well, a lot of people were saying we're going to be the real NBA finals, the Western Conference finals, Golden State and Houston. And that series has been a snoozer, Gino.
Oh, you're being kind. It was just terrible basketball by Houston last night. That had all the feel of a Tuesday night off of back-to-back in the month of February last night. Not game three of the Western Conference final. And it is a downer because, okay, what are we leading up to? Golden State, Cleveland. Okay, haven't we seen this before?
Yeah. If the conference finals are bad, the NBA finals are going to be worse.
I'll drink to that.
The NFL has determined that Detroit Lion head coach Matt Patricia will not be subject to any discipline in regards, or the Lions organization for that matter, in regards to that previous sexual assault allegation that happened back in the year 1996. Danger, it's funny how the NFL knows when they need to close the book on something really quickly, well, they can put the foot on the pedal and wrap up the investigation rather quickly.
Yeah, those lawyers know what they're doing there. The Ivory Tower and Madison Avenue.
Nothing to see here. We're
Park
done.
Ave. They know exactly what they're doing there with the NFL. Yeah, let's move on from that. Nothing to see here. Let's bury this story. Let's make sure it doesn't resurface anytime soon.
I'll drink to that.
Did you see this, Gino? SmackDown. Ooh, we're going to talk some wrestling. SmackDown may be coming to network TV. The Hollywood Reporter is reporting that WWE and Fox are closing in on a 5-year, $1 billion deal. Something for us to bring up next week. We haven't announced this yet, have we? Next week, we have a special
oh, yes.
guest with...
Yes, we can announce this.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Who's coming to the sports bar?
Tuesday. Jake the Snake is coming into the sports
bar. Jake the Snake a week from tomorrow?
Yes.
All right, so fresh from your Memorial Day holiday, tune into the sports bar a week from tomorrow. Jake the Snake Roberts in the sports bar? Oh, yes, Gino. Talk to me.
I'll drink to that.
The number one team in Division III lacrosse, RIT. They lost. 19-18, the final. So the season ends with a 21-1 record. That's it. Think about all the work, the camps, summer, fall, winter, all the work that it takes to get back to the top of that mountain just to get back to that spot. Losing a one-game playoff, it's so devastating. Do you know why championships are celebrated? Because they are so hard to come by.
Absolutely. You can't take any of it for granted. That's tough, Gino. I mean, they were easily the favorite going to that tournament, right?
Right. This team they played, they crushed them last year 22-6. And I'm not close enough to tell you, these guys showed up thinking, we got this one again. Well, halftime score was 11-6. And we're like, And then the rally happened, and they had the ball at the end, chance to tie. So for RIT, hey, great season. Probably, yeah, the best season they've ever had. Number one, undefeated up until that point. It's just so hard. You can't slip up once. The one loss cost them.
Our interns are in studio with us today, Gino. Young Will, Vinny. Your project now is keep an eye on Richie Incognito's Twitter feed. I have a feeling we're going to have a series of... if Incognito gets back on Twitter, what's he tweeting about now, Gino? Free at last, free at last. I mean, he's a free agent now. He's off that.
Oh, that would make too much sense. Honestly, it has the feel of I've had a few in my system and I'm just going to put something out there and it doesn't make any sense to anyone when he gets on social media. Yeah, I mean, what's the worst case scenario? Richie Incognito ends up in New England? Ooh. He's 34. He's 34, Danger.
It's funny, the 34-year-old that everybody was crying about when he decided to go sideways. I mean, 34-year-old that I think the Bills would like to have going into this season. Nobody was questioning whether or not he was going to be valuable to this team in 2018 prior to his retirement. I don't know that he's going to make latch on with another team, but we can't sit here as fans and say like, now that he's not a Bill, his career is washed up. He's over the hill. No. Everybody was looking forward to that guy and Eric Wood both coming back this year and contributing on that offensive line.
Well, we haven't heard Incognito's story on this. Maybe he does want to stay retired. And this is just the Buffalo Bills saying, hey, you know what? We want nothing to do with you. Stop contacting us. You're done. Goodbye.
Sure. And those are the stories that we won't hear about. But, didn't he say like, my body is falling apart. My doctors are advising me not to play.
Yeah. Which, okay, maybe that's true. We'll take you at your word. But sorry, Richie, throughout your career, it's hard to take you at face value. Sometimes.
Well, yes, your actions speak louder than your words. And the actions of Richie Incognito this offseason have been bizarre, to say the least. So, that could be a very real possibility. The Bills just said, our phone's been ringing off the hook. Forget it. You like the annoying girlfriend that just can't. Remember back in the day, you'd get like, back in the early days of cell phone, you'd be like, oh my God, I missed 14 calls, all from the same girl. Yeah, time to move on. The old answering machine back in the day that told you how many messages. You have 14 messages. And you listen back to the tape, and you're like, oh my God. You got to move on now.
And then they go into television.
No, you're going to come over the guy. You brought yourself into that.
No, you have to figure. When you're dealing with a psycho, Gene.
Okay.
When you're dealing with a psycho.
Story time, kids.
With a psycho, you have to be delicate with the situation. So knowing you're dealing with a psycho, if you're Brandon Bean and you've got a psychotic lineman with all of these antics, I would say, let's let the dust settle on this a little bit and let him down a little easy. Okay, you think you can do better out there? Go ahead. Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, remember he was threatening to come for the first week of OTAs? I'm going to show up Monday. And, can you imagine the behind-the-scenes security meeting?
Mr. Incognito shows up, please call.
Yeah, I just have a feeling that, you know, as much of an asset as he was to that offensive line, you know, if you're Brandon Bean, is that your first choice? Is that the guy you want representing your team, your organization, when you have the chance to? He's a Rex Ryan guy. He was brought in by Rex.
I was going to say, when Rex Ryan came in, what was Rex Ryan all about? It was about new owners that were embarrassed by a head coach quitting on them, and they had no credibility. And that's what Rex Ryan did. But let's be honest, Rex Ryan, he just got fired himself. So Rex Ryan and he himself, the Bills and Rex Ryan were a good fit at that time. So who did Ryan bring in? Another guy that had to bet on himself.
Just bullies.
Yeah, there was nobody else that was going to take Richie Incognito. Remember, Incognito came in on a, you know, basically the one-year deal. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. But don't come to me and say, oh, he's washed up. No. Just a few months ago, you were all ready for Richie Incognito to be the anchor on this offensive line. And the news of him retiring was shocking to everybody. Now, I'm not saying we have to pine for the days of Richie Incognito playing guard for the Buffalo Bills, but don't turn around and say, he's diminished. No. You were all about Richie Incognito just a few months ago.
Well, if I could, my read on this, Danger, it's as simple as Richie Incognito was asked to take a pay cut. His agent said, take a pay cut. Okay, I'll do it. And then he regretted it. That's all this is. He had 1 year left on a deal, and he's seeing other players that didn't mean anything to that team, like Star Lotulelei, get their money, and that's the way this league works. If you're at the end, you're not going to cash in. And I could see how that could just fester inside a guy like Richie Incognito. Again, I don't know that to be true, but that's what I believe happened here, why he went sideways on this team. He was bitter about the pay cut.
Chris Pearson on Twitter at ESPN Rochester. Cheers to the sports bar. Hashtag I'll drink to that. Hashtag ready for vacay. Oh, there's Chris enjoying a blue. Good for you, Chris. Enjoy your time off. Oh, God. Memorial Day weekend, Gino. It just crept up on us. I mean, we got action this weekend.
It's, yes. Got rib fest this weekend. Little yard work this weekend. Maybe a game 7 Wednesday night. That's what Nathan hopes for. Danger. ESPN Rochester, Nathan Ryan. How dare you not root for Ovi? He's played over 1,000 games, 1,000 points, 600 goals, 0 Stanley Cups to solidify his legacy as one of the greatest players ever. He needs to win a cup. Only true hockey fans are rooting for him to get it done.
Sure, Nathan. I'm not a true hockey fan because I don't like Alex Ovechkin. Okay. Right. You're right. That's it. Listen, I just don't like the player. I recognize and respect what he's done. But I'm allowed to be suspect, and I'd like to see a bigger sample size of Ovi doing what he did over the weekend. I would like to see more of that. Now, if you do enough of that for a long enough period of time, I'll come around. But no, I'm not crazy.
Here's his stage tonight.
Yes.
If he wins at home and sets up a game 7 and gets his team to the final, are you rooting for the team that didn't exist? The Disney story, or are you rooting for, again, greatest at? If somebody wants to point out, name me another athlete that has accomplished as much today that hasn't won a championship. If you're going to say Chris Paul, Chris Paul has never been considered, in my book, one of the top 5 players.
I got one.
All right.
You ready? Kyle Orton. Kidding.
How did I not know that brick wall was coming? I was going to walk in.
Another. Johnny Manziel. Maybe he gets a chance at winning a championship north of the border. As he signed with the Hamilton Tiger Cats over the weekend, Gino.
I think this is big. This is a big deal for the CFL. Now I'm watching. But people actually going to go out? Do people in Canada care about the CFL? He's a friend of mine. Find him on the sports bar for the first time. News Talk 610, St. Catharines, Rod Mahood. What's the reaction up there in Canada right now? What does this mean for the CFL? Johnny Football, by the way, there's no escape clause with this, Danger. Did you know that? The idea that he could play good for a month or two and then go back to the NFL? This contract is ironclad. He is in Canada at least to the age of 27. There's a real opportunity here for the CFL. In fact, I make the argument that what, since Ricky Williams? They haven't had a player with this cachet go up there.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting watch for sure this summer as CFL football actually becomes somewhat relevant if you're an NFL fan or just a fan of, I'm a fan of a good comeback story. I'm kind of curious to see what Johnny Manziel's able to do with the opportunities presented to him. We used to call my ex-girlfriend Canada. Do you know why?
Because you never want to go north of the border? What?
Because she was big north of the border, Gino.
Close.
We go north of the border next. Rob Mahood. Did I say Mahood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Send it to break.
Let's go to break. You're in the sports bar. Daytrip and Pataglia on ESPN Rochester.
Hardworking listener of the sports leader. You deserve a signing bonus. ESPN Rochester is giving you 12 chances each weekday to win a $1,000 signing bonus. Listen each weekday starting at 7. At the top of each hour, we'll announce a code word. When you hear it, text the code word nationwide to 72881. The $1,000 signing bonus. Weekdays on the sports leader. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. ESPN Rochester. Bone-crunching hits, backboard-shattering dunks, bat flips, and hat tricks on the Sports Leader. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
In the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia, over the weekend, Johnny Manziel signs with the Hamilton Tiger Cats, and my reaction actually was more shock and surprise when I realized, oh, that's where June Jones has been hiding. June Jones, head coach of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Let's talk some CFL and what this means for the CFL, Gino.
Yeah, Rama Hood, host of Niagara Sports Report, News Talk 610 in St. Catharines. Proud to call him a friend, too, Rod. Does Johnny Manziel need the CFL more, or would you say that the CFL actually needs Johnny Manziel more?
Johnny Manziel is absolutely huge for the CFL. I heard, obviously, after signing there a couple of days ago, I think it was the second story on ESPN. So it's huge for the CFL. And, of course, I know you guys probably realize this, but the last quarterback with this kind of marketing behind him was probably Doug Flutie. And then Flutie, of course, left the Toronto Argonauts to come to the Buffalo Bills. But Cameron Wake, I say, is the last big-name CFL player that's headed south of the border. And I think Johnny Football is hoping that he can eventually head back south of the border.
Rod, it's one thing to get signed and to play in the CFL, but I mean, when you mentioned Flutie won in the CFL. I mean, does Manziel have to prove that he can still win games in the CFL to ever get a crack again at playing in the NFL?
For sure, and I think he was hoping he'd get signed as a free agent in the NFL, and he kind of held. I mean, this talk's been going on for 6 months that Johnny Manziel was going to come to Hamilton, so I think he's been kind of waiting, hoping to sign and sign as a free agent with the NFL. Nothing materialized. The Hamilton Tiger Cats owned his rights. You just mentioned June Jones. There's a lot of connections here to NCAA football and to the NFL with the Hamilton Tiger Cats, and they're hoping this is a match made in heaven.
Rod Mahood, St. Catharines, 610 News Talk, our guest here just south of Hamilton, our guest here in the Sports Bar, 95.7 ESPN. So if Manziel gets the two-year deal without an out clause, in other words, he's there for the 2 years. Rod, does that surprise you that the rules have been set up this way where, all right, you want to go north of the border, you ain't coming back to the NFL for 2 years?
No, I think that was negotiated because Manziel kind of, for lack of a better term, held the tie cats hostage, saying he's waiting. They said, okay, if you're going to sign, you've got to be committed to us for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I think there's going to be a little bit of the tie cats' first preseason game is a week or next Sunday. And it'll be interesting to see snaps. Yesterday with the first practice, he was out. He mainly took a knee and watched, learning the terminology. And I know today that he was hoping to take a few more snaps, but as Gene, as you and I discuss all the time at Buffalo Bills games, the CFL is a different game than the NFL. Only three downs, of course, three down nation. A lot more movement, a lot more thought, a lot more freelancing at the line, which might benefit Manziel. We'll see.
Rod, give the casual CFL fan a primer. I mean, what kind of a team is he joining in Hamilton? And how does the league shake up against Hamilton? What kind of chances do you give Johnny Manziel and the Ticats of actually being competitive this year?
The Ticats are always, you figure obviously with the smaller league up here and only eight teams, or nine teams, and Hamilton in the Eastern Conference, And Ty Cats the last couple of years have been on the cusp of great, I would say greatness, but one of the top teams in the East. And I should mention with marketing as well, they have a new field in Hamilton, Tim Hortons Field, if you guys appreciate the coffee, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Hortons Field. So they're not as bad, say, as the Argos in need of that marketing boost. But I know in the first couple of hours of him signing, they sold close to 100 number two jerseys. Now, the East is made up, of course, with Toronto and Hamilton and Montreal. Those are the three main teams in the East. The West is where there's more of a foothold. Of course, Saskatchewan, the Green Riders, the Rough Riders, and Edmonton have a great, great, deep fan base. Whereas in the East, marketing crowds, Montreal is not bad because they went from Olympic Stadium, the old place where the Montreal Expos played. They play now in what was Olsen Stadium, a much smaller stadium. So they get good crowds. And the Ty Cats, good crowds. The stadium there, Tim Hortons, holds about 30,000, which I know sounds small, but they close to sellouts now all the time, whereas the Argos in Toronto could have desperately needed Johnny Manziel just down the QEW because they were drawing, and you figure how big Toronto was, they were only drawing 15,000 fans last year.
True. Rod Mahood joining us here. He is from the Niagara Sports Report, News Talk 610 in St. Catharines, our guest talking some Johnny Manziel and the CFL. Rod, you and I are old enough to remember the CFL when they came stateside. I'm like, okay, this is going to be the new USFL. In other words, you're going to have this secondary league here, and you had the team winning a championship in Baltimore, and you had Shreveport. You had other non-NFL markets, and they all kind of went away. Why did not the CFL ever take this mantle of prime development league for the NFL? Because now it seems like you're going to have this AAFL come along next year, right after the Super Bowl. So, I mean, did the CFL miss an opportunity over the years? How come it's not bigger? Shouldn't this be bigger, Rod?
I think it all comes down to the dollar and the disparity in the dollar right now. 20 years ago, the Canadian dollar was on par with the U.S. dollar. Now it's not. So that all came down. And I also think at the time, TV money, and you mentioned the AAFL. I also heard, and you guys probably heard this too, that Manziel was kind of holding out, seeing what kind of money, maybe he'll get offers from there. But I believe, and you guys confirm this with me, Vince McMahon at the old the press conference there or whatever that other league said Johnny Manziel would never play in that league. So there's the off-the-field situation, and that's going to be interesting, too. Can Johnny Football stay out of trouble off the field? Is he cleared? Has he got rid of some of those demons that we all know about? And we'll see what he can do.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting story to watch. And I want to quickly go back to Toronto, because what you said about Toronto was surprising to me. Talk to me about the CFL, the legacies. Now, if I'm not mistaken, is Trestman still the coach in Toronto?
Yes.
Oh, well, there's your reason why. I mean, no more boring coach in all of professional football than Mark Trestman. I mean, no wonder nobody's going out to watch those games.
Trestman, of course, has Montreal connections. And one thing the CFL does a lot of is recycle those coaches. And that's one thing. Kent Austin, of course, with the Southern ties there, U.S. ties, of course, with the Hamilton Tigercats again. So a lot of the coaches, there's a lot of former QBs as well that are coaches in the CFL. So, yeah, it's interesting. And June Jones, one thing that Hamilton did that took a lot of, a black eye on their franchise last year despite the new season, and they signed him for a matter of 24 hours. Gino, I don't know if we talked about this before, but Art Briles. They brought in Art Briles for a day, and that was an absolute PR nightmare. So it's interesting with this Johnny Manziel, how things will play off the field.
Well, I mean, you brought up, so why is it in Canadian culture, no, we can't give Art Briles a second chance, but Johnny Manziel, come on up, we're going to give you a second chance up here.
Yeah, you're right, and I think it's just they want to market the game, and there's those teams, and I said that the Western fan base, I think, Mike, you asked that question, has a deep nothing to do out there on the prairies, right? In Saskatchewan, Edmonton, they draw big, always have drawn big, and always will draw big, whereas there's so many other options on the sporting landscape in southern Ontario. And Gene, I think the Bills fan base, a couple of years ago, there was over 10,000 season ticket holders from southern Ontario from that Hamilton-Toronto draw base that go to Bills games. And the NFL is the big boy on the block, and the CFL is you know, trying to be that feeder system that I compare it to hockey terms, AHL affiliate, and it isn't in a lot of ways now.
So that being said, why did the Buffalo Bills in Toronto series bomb the way it did, Rod?
I think part goes in the Bills, how they struggled. Yeah, we were at those games, Gene. We can attest. I think the way the Bills were struggling in those seasons, the opponents they brought in sometimes. Now, the last game I remember was of course, Atlanta and Matt Ryan. But, you know, I just think the tailgating, the laws around that. Legally in Canada, we can't have happy hour, guys. It's the Canadian or the Ontario government doesn't allow it, right? So there's just all these stipulations and red tape around it.
So, Rod, not to interrupt, so listeners understand here, if I want to go tailgate at Tim Hortons Stadium for a Ticats game, I can't crack open a cold one, you're saying?
Not legally, no.
Is it based on what province you're in? I mean, you know, I saw those shots from outside Winnipeg Arena during the Stanley Cup playoffs, and I have a hard time believing that was a sober crowd.
No, yeah, good point. But that was a street that was tied off by the Manitoba government.
Okay.
Right? So all those concession stands and everything out there, fan stands, that was legally, they had to pay a fee, whereas Hamilton with the new stadium, kind of in a blue collar. I like Hamilton just because it reminds me a lot of Buffalo, a lot of blue collar, a lot of true football fans there, but nothing really around that stadium. And that's the other thing people have said. People are going to Tim Hortons Field to see the Ticats, and they will, especially now with Johnny Football, but in and around that new stadium, there's absolutely nothing. So, but that again, that's just like Orchard Park, right? But the tailgating is allowed legally in Orchard Park.
Rod, as somebody who covers the Buffalo Bills, we have this story today about Johnny Manziel being released from his, excuse me, Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel is on my brain, Rod, talking about Richie Incognito being released from his contract by the Buffalo Bills. I mean, do you think Richie Incognito finds a home somewhere else?
If you're hitching, if he finds a home in the CFL, definitely not. I think he does, because that whole week, where he asked for his retire, and then he asked for his release, there's something more behind that. I don't know if he had a falling out with his teammates, with the coaches, but there's obviously more behind the Richie Incognito story, as you can appreciate, guys.
Yeah, I mean, why release him other than, you know, this guy's just not seeing eye to eye with our organization? I mean, you had him on the reserve retired list. There's really no other explanation as to why the Bills would release him other than, yeah, it's time for us to part ways. We don't see eye to eye.
And that just shows you how far the Bills have come. A player like that, a Pro Bowl player like that, and McDermott and the new brass with Buffalo say, if you don't want to be a part of our team on and off the field, c'est la vie.
Rob Mahood, host of Niagara Sports Report, News Talk 610 in St. Catharines, our guest in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Giving us a little CFL primer, what Johnny Manziel signing with the Hamilton Tiger Cats means for the league. And Rod, I gotta put you on blast a little bit. I mean, you're talking about those Western Canadian teams and no love for a team that I grew up watching in northern Minnesota. What about my Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Rod?
Mm-hmm. Winnipeg Blue Bombers, new stadium as well there. They just don't have that deeply entrenched Edmonton, Saskatchewan feel, but the Blue Bombers are a team to stay for sure in the CFL.
So, give me, who is the most popular team? Is it Winnipeg? They won the most championships. No,
the Green Riders, Saskatchewan is by far the most well-traveled fan base, and I would say, probably the best franchise in terms of fans in CFL.
Are they the ones that are allowed to do some tailgating before? Because I feel like I've seen specials on one of the fan bases getting a little bit rowdy and crazy before their games. And I can't remember if it was Edmonton or Saskatchewan.
It's definitely not BC, the Lions. Yeah, so it probably is Saskatchewan with their provincial government. So just like you guys have the states, we have provincial governments here.
Well, the Argos, as far as sports relevance in Toronto, I think I can guess the you correct me if I'm wrong here, Rod. It's the Leafs 1, 2, and 3, followed by the Jays, Raptors. I'll put the MLS team ahead, and then
then
my question is: do the Argos check in at number 5, or is there something else that you would put ahead of the Argos right now?
You know, I'd say they're right at number five. I was going to say that too. But the Toronto Rock, the NHL team's been around for a while. They drew more when they were playing out of historic Maple Leaf Gardens. They do at Air Canada Center. Yeah, but Toronto, the Argos, are in trouble. There's a question mark. But again, that team's been around for over a century, and people want to keep them. But last year, they moved to BMO, where the MLS franchise, Toronto FC, plays, and people thought, okay, there's going to open up more of a little crowd, more get-together, and party at the bars in and around Exhibition Stadium, but it didn't materialize. Like I said, there was some games last year. I think there was under 10,000 fans there.
Mm. Rod Mahood, host of the Niagara Sports Report, News Talk 610 St. Catharines, our guest here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia, making us all a little bit wiser about the CFL scene and what Johnny Manziel is signing up for. And believe it or not, I actually, doing some homework, I saw that there was another ex-Cleveland Brown first-round pick in the CFL who's actually not at training camp. Trent Richardson has been spotted in the CFL, Gene. Did you know that?
No, where? Who? With what team?
He is with... Well, Rod, you could pull it up probably quicker than I can. He is with the...
Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the
No, side. I know it. He's with Saskatchewan. He's with the Rough Riders.
Yeah, I was going to say Saskatchewan. Yeah, I think it was. They're the aforementioned Rough Riders. Now, I got to ask, Mike and Gene, does this mean you got to head north of the border to a Ticats game this year?
Oh, I'd love to take a road trip to go see a Ticats game. I would love. I mean, you know, we're reduced to seeing some CFL action late night on ESPN during training camp is like a little, almost like a little appetizer for preseason football in the NFL.
Yeah, Rod, I would never tune into a CFL game, but Johnny Manziel has my attention because I know there's something there.
And, there it is.
Yeah, and I here stateside, we all love the big comeback story. And here's somebody that won a Heisman Trophy and then self-destructed, and he's paid his price, and now he's trying to put his life back together. And yeah. I mean, you'd have to be a bad person not to root
the
for
best
the
news you told us about Johnny Manziel is that the pregame tailgating is non-existent. That's good news for Johnny Manziel in Hamilton.
Yeah, there's an area in Hamilton now. There's McMaster University, and there's a college called Mohawk College, and there's a little drinking area, if you will, for all the university students called Hess Village. And the warnings went out on social media. Watch out, Hess Village. Johnny Manziel's in town. So we'll see what happens with that. Let's hope he can stay out of trouble. And how is does the story continue 2 days later? Is it still big news south of the border, Johnny Manziel?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we always have ESPN on in the background, and they were just talking about it on their programming. So, yeah, I think still 2 days later, it's still something that people are at least curious about. Is to, you know, let's keep an eye on this and see how this plays out.
He's still young enough, but it's amazing to think his last year at Texas A&M was 2013. It's 5 years ago now.
Yeah.
When he played and when he really produced and had some good numbers, it was 5 years ago. So he's still young, and maybe he will eventually show up again in the NFL. We'll see.
Johnny Manziel signing the 2-year contract with Hamilton over the weekend. Our guest has been Rod Mahood, host of the Niagara Sports Report, News Talk 610 in St. Catharines. Rod, you be good. We'll see you at Bill's camp here shortly.
Absolutely, Bill's training camp, and hopefully I'll see you guys. Let me know, and we'll get media passes and come up to a Ticats game, or as they call them, tabbies. The tabbies up here.
The tabbies. I sense a road trip in our future,
yeah,
Gino.
So, yeah.
I like that. Rod, appreciate that invite. Look forward to talking to you again real soon. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Mike, Gene, thank you.
You got it. Rod Mahood. He's the host of the Niagara Sports Report, News Talk 610 St. Catharines, our guest here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
See, it's interesting because you always say Danger, you bring guests on to make you a little smarter. I had no idea the Argos were doing as poorly as they were in that city.
Yeah, listen. Hey, listen. All I needed to hear was Mark Trestman as their head coach. They're doomed. Doomed as an organization. As long
He's
as you
an
have
offensive genius,
get him out of there.
You fired Lovie
everything,
Smith for that guy.
Everything that guy touches turns to garbage. Get him out of there, Toronto. Get him out of there. You're not doing any favors. I might be wrong, but I think he won a championship in Toronto too. He might have won a Grey Cup. I got to go back and see a list of CFL winners. But I don't care. He's terrible. The worst. Get him out of there.
Well, Rod said that's all they do is recycle coaches up there, more so than the NFL.
I could believe June Jones.
June Jones.
You went from the head coach of the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors, right? He was in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And now you're in Hamilton, Ontario?
Maybe he's with Mouse Davis.
Check on June Jones. June Jones did something bad in Hawaii. That's why he's north of the border now. I don't know what he did, but he did something to hide. He's hiding right now.
That would be the prime spot, right?
Oh, yeah.
Head coach Hawaii football, and You get to recruit there from the mainland. It's an easy pitch. Come on out.
Yeah.
And why would you give that up?
Why do you move to Hamilton, Ontario from Hawaii unless you did something horribly wrong? Like, why any of us would move to Alaska? What did we do here that would make us move there?
I always love watching those Hawaii highlights that they show June Jones, and he's got a lay on.
Yes.
He's got some, I mean, like, totally playing the part of what a coach in Hawaii would look like. And I totally forgot he's the guy that's going to be in charge of resurrecting Johnny Manziel's career.
If you missed our conversation with Rod Mahood, talk some CFL and Johnny Manziel signing with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. We'll get that online for you. And on demand at the all-new ESPNRochester.com. Next in the sports bar, we serve up today's top NFL stories in bite-sized form. NFL appetizers, Gino.
Yeah, stories in the sports bar. We are talking about, of course, the Richie Incognito story, which we're following. Yeah, yeah, if he unretires, he can sign with any team. We'll explain that. Also, some Super Bowls are about ready to be rewarded, or awarded, I guess would be the better word. We'll tell you where the Super Bowl will be headed here in future years.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Fella.
The latest news from around the National Football League.
Huddle up.
Let's have a little fun today.
Huddle up. What the hell's going on out here?
Served up in bite-sized form.
Let's go eat a damn snack.
Danger and Battaglia are serving up NFL appetizers.
We're not posing for football cards now, offense. We're not posing for football cards. Let's play with some speed.
Now in the sports bar.
Come on, be a man's man now. Here we go.
The Buffalo Bills have granted Richie Incognito his wish. A few days after announcing his intention to retire last month, Incognito was placed on the reserve retire list in Buffalo. Incognito more recently asked the Bills to release him so they would be free to continue his career with another team. He immediately becomes a free agent and is eligible to sign with any team that might want to employ him. Time will tell if he finds a bigger offer somewhere else or if his willingness to play for less increases outside of Buffalo.
Tom Brady is absent from New England's OTAs. Although OTAs are voluntary and Brady is free to do what he wants, he's said in the past that he considers this on-field work to be valuable. It's fair to wonder if Brady and Bill Belichick are on the same page, seeing as a handful of new receivers, including former Bills wideout Jordan Matthews, are missing an opportunity to build chemistry with their quarterback while he goes through private workouts with his personal trainer, Alex Guerrero.
This week in Atlanta, NFL owners will meet to discuss plenty of topics from anthem policies to Super Bowl hosts. Now we know the location for the next four Super Bowls already. Atlanta's coming up this February in 2019, followed by Miami, Tampa Bay, and then the new stadium in Los Angeles. Daniel Kaplan of Sports Business Journal reports that Arizona and New Orleans will be awarded Super Bowls 57 and 58 during this week's ownership meetings. Recently, the NFL did away with the traditional bidding process and selected cities to host. Bidding happens if a selected city declines to host the game. New Orleans was built salty after losing out on Minnesota's Super Bowl bid this year, and now the NFL has offered up a chance to host it again. It looks like that's going to happen.
Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald isn't taking part in any offseason voluntary work with his team and doesn't appear likely to make an OTA appearance as well. Donald has been looking for a new contract for the last 2 years and has largely stayed away from the team during the offseason while pursuing that deal. The only mandatory Rams practices before training camp take place during a 3-day mini camp in the middle of June. Now, Donald did make an appearance at minicamp last year after skipping OTAs.
According to Adam Schefter of ESPN, the league will not discipline either the Lions or their head coach, Matt Patricia. This after the 1996 incident in which the head coach was accused of sexual assault. The league met with the Lions and Patricia last week to discuss the matter. Well, the case never went to trial, as the woman who made the accusation didn't cooperate with prosecutors and testify against him. Since the incident was well before Patricia was involved in any NFL business, well, the league can't punish him under the personal conduct policy.
Johnny Manziel isn't the only former Cleveland Browns first-round pick making headlines in the CFL. The Saskatchewan Roughriders announced they've placed running back Trent Richardson on the team's suspended list as they open training camp for the 2018 season. Richardson joined the Rough Riders last year, played in four games, ran 48 times for 259 yards and two touchdowns. Rough Riders head coach Chris Jones mentioned earlier this month that they expected Richardson to be absent at the start of camp due to, quote, some situations going on at home. You have a feeling that wouldn't fly in the NFL. Oh, you've got some situations at home. You just feel free to not show up to training camp.
Yeah, you know, that. Remember, that's where Michael Sam went to. Remember the first openly gay player drafted by the Rams? Well, he didn't make the Rams. Following year, he went up to Montreal and, okay, here are the cameras. And then, oh, yeah, I can't make it. I've got some personal issues going on at home. I mean, up there, I guess it's that wouldn't be viewed the same way as it is here. I agree with you on that.
All right, that's NFL appetizers in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Happy Hour is on the way next. We'll dive a little bit deeper into Richie Incognito being released from the Buffalo Bills off of the retired list.
I can tell you why it's the right move for both parties, and you can go back to a certain moment in time. I don't have all the details, but I think it's really easy to figure out why the Buffalo Bills made the move they made today.
And where could he possibly end up? Will he end up anywhere? We'll speculate on that as well. Stay in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, with more next on ESPN Rochester.
The grass is cut. The lines are chalked. The first pitch has been thrown. And now it's time to play ball.
Play ball!
Your home for Major League Baseball is ESPN Rochester. Listen to the sports leader all summer to hear MLB's best matchups, including Sunday Night Baseball.
They stole beer!
America's pastime lives on Rochester's most listened to sports station, AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.